Good morning and welcome to the Pivot Shift Ahead Mastermind. It's your friend James Shaw, and I'm so glad you're here this morning. It is Pipeline Power Week up in here, and we're getting after it. So Monday we did what did we do Monday? What was it? It's been so impactful.
Where our business came
Thank
from.
you. Thank you for helping me out. Julia, we'll leave that in the podcast. They need to know I'm a real person. We talked about where your business comes from and then matching it with what it is you like to do. And that's really, really important. And then yesterday, somebody sent me a thing from James Clear. Y'all know James Clear.
West Coast,
Oh my
James
gosh,
Clear.
hold on. Now my phone is making noise. Y'all know James Clear. James Clear did Atomic Habits. And thank you to Ashley Bearden, who sent this to me from James Clear, who posted yesterday. James Clear must be on Pivot Shift Ahead. He must be listening to the podcast version or on the call, and we don't know about it. Because James Clear posted yesterday. A day after we talked about this in Pivot, quote, "You don't have to be good at everything. You just need to double down on what you're naturally suited for." It's James Clear right there. And that's what we talked about on Monday, was figure out what you're great at. What is it that you like to do, as James would say, you're naturally suited for, and then double down on it. We talked about that. That was number one. Number two yesterday was sphere of influence and really connecting with your sphere and loving on your raving fans and your VIPs. And then thinking about, as an example, what's something you could do just to show your VIPs you care about them. It can be small. That's what we talked about at length inside of Inspire yesterday, which we'll do some ahas in a minute. But what's a simple way you could let people know you care? Well, then I get home and open my mailbox, y'all. I opened my mailbox, and then there was a little package, came from Indianapolis, Indiana, my hometown. Jennifer Rice sent it to me. Jennifer, I just want to thank you because here I have my Danny Dimes t-shirt right here. All right, Daniel Jones, they're going to put him in the Hall of Fame probably next week. He is a cross between Peyton Manning and Andrew Luck right here. Number 17 in your program, number one in your heart. She gave me, sent me a Dime Time t-shirt. Jennifer Rice, thank you for that. That was so kind of you.
I'm glad you like it.
I'm wearing it on Sunday. Now, truth be told, I'm a little nervous about Sunday. The Colts actually have to play a team that wins. And the only other time they did that this season, they lost, Jennifer. So we'll see what happens. Colts Chargers this weekend, but I'll wear my Dime Time shirt. But that's an example of what we talked about yesterday in Inspire about how you, what is something little that you can just reach out and send to someone to show, hey, I see you. I care about you. I'm thankful for you. So, Jennifer, that meant a lot to me yesterday. I got very excited. I cried, actually. I didn't cry, but it would make a good story if I did. That would make a good story. Today, we're going to talk about social media. We'll do these four pillars of social media, but then talking about that it is social, like it's a two-way thing, and how to do that so that you can fill your pipeline through what you're doing on your socials. Look, if your social media isn't bringing you leads, then it's probably not working. It's just something I want us to think about. But I want to open like we have. By the way, we'll do that at the top of the hour, so in about 20 minutes. But I want to open with what we have did yesterday too, which is go back and recap and get the ahas and takeaways from yesterday. Whether you're Pivot only or Pivot and Inspire, we looked at your sphere of influence, but specifically your raving fans and how to better connect with them. The Inspire call, we went in length. We gave you 100 different, touch points that you could have with your raving fans. So we encouraged you yesterday to make a list of those three to four, maybe six, seven that might be your raving fans. And then encouraged you to find some way just to connect with them and show them you care about them. So I want to hear your takeaways, thoughts, and ahas from yesterday. So get your hands up as you think about your raving fans and engaging with your raving fans and talking to your raving fans and showing your raving fans that you love them. I want to hear what happened for you. And then in 20 minutes, we'll talk about the socials. Authorine, good morning in the ATL.
Good morning, from somewhere in Florida this morning. And thank you for yesterday because you think you know a lot of things, James, but when everybody shares, that's where the gold is. And one of the takeaways from yesterday was just paying
What's called?
attention to
What's
your
called?
VIPs and then just meeting them where they are. So what I did yesterday, of course, you said make a list of your VIPs. I made a list of my five VIPs and I called one. I found out exactly what she liked for her favorite dessert, since yesterday was dessert week. And so I've been going through the list, and I like what, let's see, who was it? Somebody talked about their onboarding, having all of those different questions. What's your favorite color? Of course, when we do our onboarding, we ask about the favorite room in your house. Why is a fenced backyard important to you? But now I know I need to go back and start asking, what's your favorite color? What's your favorite flower? What's your favorite food? What do you like to do on the weekends? And on and on and on. So that way I'll have a curated list so I can send specific things on birthdays and anniversaries. So yesterday was really impactful for me.
Yeah,
Thank
I
you.
thought so too. And it was Renee Quigley who shared those very specific questions. And then what we talked about doing is when you know those things, you can go put them in your CRM so you have them. And then as dessert week rolls around, which I'm glad desserts need a week, dessert week rolls around, you already know. But again, we're not talking about 200, 300 people that you send some sort of dessert to. We're talking about 10, 12, 15, a small group that you go in and go, all right, it's National Favorite Dessert Day. And you already know what your top 15 VIP raving fans' favorite dessert is, and that's just a little touch. And those little touches go a really long way. Hey, I'm gonna jump up all the way to Jessica Wright. Dean, I'll come back to you next. But I'm gonna go to Jessica Wright because we don't hear from Jessica Wright very often, and I think she's got smart things to say. Jessica, good morning.
Hey, good morning, James. Thank you. So what I learned is actually over the entire course of the 2 days is that I'm coming out of a severe burnout after 7 years, and it's painful. Coming out of a burnout is extremely painful. But what I've learned is that I burned out my own self. I was chasing everybody else's business instead of narrowing down to the things that I love. Like I used to drop mums on the front porch. Love it. Love the responses from it. Boo buckets. Like I was very in depth with my pot buys, and those things made me really happy. And my husband would tell me, "You have so much energy from that." And I stopped because I was chasing bigger numbers and bigger things that just didn't bring me the joy anymore. And so for 2 days, I don't know why, but I keep saying I'm defining my focus. I need to redefine my focus. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to redefine my focus and keep doing the things that make me happy. And that's what's going to get me back on track.
It will. Again, this is why I taught this on Monday, was Jessica, I want you to know what's working for you, which a lot works for her, you. Jessica sells a ton of houses. But if you don't live in this space that you enjoy, you cannot possibly, you can do it for a short period of time, but you can't possibly stay on top of it, which will lead to you burning out and resenting it and stepping back. And we don't want that to happen for you. By the way, I did a session back in September called Burnout is Not a Strategy because I was worried about people like Jessica going through this. So I'm posting the link in the chat. Burnout is not a strategy. If you want to watch it or listen to it and you're not on the Zoom with us right now, you're listening to the podcast version or watching the recording. If you go to wherever you find the podcast, it'll be there. Burnout's not a strategy. Or you can go to jamesdshaw.com, jamesdshaw.com, and just click that agent interviews button. You'll find it. All right, Dean, we're back to you. On this idea of really loving on your raving fans and how to connect with your raving fans, and any other thoughts from yesterday's conversation before we move into today.
Well, thanks so much for the opportunity, James. And I think learning from the last couple of days on the calls is these are your raving fans. You don't have to go over the top so much for them. Sometimes all it takes is a conversation. Sometimes all it takes is, how's your son doing in soccer? Or how's your daughter doing in ballet? Some little small thing. Now, I find I get most of my best connections over a meal or a cup of coffee. It's that simple. If I call somebody I haven't seen in a bit, I wanted to say, "Hey, I've just been thinking about you sincerely, and hey, let's have a cup of coffee and catch up." You know, it's funny. It sounds so simple and it sounds so stupid, but it makes a lot of sense. Keep the personal connections up. I'll generally go out with my A-plus clients at least once every 60 days. If it's a cup of coffee, if it's a dinner, if it's a hamburger, if it's a beer, whatever it is, just keep that personal connection. Shake their hand and tell them you're there for them. Doesn't have to be very sophisticated and doesn't have to cost a lot of money. So thanks for letting me share that, James.
I love that. That's great. Hey, I'm curious, put in the chat and tell me what is the right rhythm to reach out to your raving fans? Again, not talking about 200 people. This is, 5, 10, 15, 20 people. What's the right rhythm? Put it in the chat. I'm just curious. Is it Is it a monthly touch? I feel like it's more than a quarterly touch since everybody in the database you hear from once a quarter. Let's see what you all say. You're saying once a month is what everyone's saying monthly. That's really interesting. Monthly, bi-weekly. Maria Sims, every other week?
Yes, sir. Good morning. We either invite them to some sort of local event or give them, like last week was, we created a little blog about all the pumpkin patches and apple picking that's going on around here. And it's a simple like text message. And it's like, hey, girl, hey, you know, after football, make sure you take the kids to the pumpkin farm. I miss you, love you, and something like that.
Jessica Pollock, you said every 10 weeks. So this is very different than what the other people are saying. And you guys are running a great play. You know what you're doing. So Jessica, I'm curious from you.
So James, our standard for everybody that's in our database, we have a 200 plus touch, is every 5 days. If we have a phone number, our mailing address, and an email. So if that's our standard for everybody, we're already loving on our super fans.
Right.
So our events normally have a VIP component to them, and our events run every 10 weeks. We do 5 a year. And so if that is kind of where we love on them or give them a little extra or perk or bump them up, and then it's whenever our agents think about them, do them, and our VIPs are the only people who get our pop buys, and our pop buys are quarterly. So that kind of 2 month window, they'll
Got
get two
it.
Or three additional touches above the one that is every 5 days.
Jessica, that's so great. Thank you. See, I love you're already in a 200 touch flow with everybody. So it's this extra touch every 10 weeks is what the VIP gets. I love people that have systems, which Jessica does. Jessica's leading Inspire Call next week, everybody. So that's going to be good. We are pumped about that, teaching some of our systems. And then, Jess, I'll be reaching out to you and many others as well. We're going to do one in December on building at least a 75-plus touch plan. And we're going to just talk to all of our Inspire members who already have these types of plans. You're one of them. And so that all of our Inspire folks can go into 2026 with a full touch plan of at least 75 touches so that you can get into a flow like that with your database. So that's coming up, Inspire members. If you're not an Inspire member, you're missing out. Can I say that out loud? You are missing out. JamesDShaw.com is where you enroll. Kim Wallace has got some thoughts on VIPs and raving fans. Kim, what's on your mind?
So first you have to get clarity to know where your business is coming from and be very specific, like you've stated.
Yeah, that's for Monday. So go do what
Monday.
We taught on Monday.
Right. So you go there. And so for Monday, I saw that I have two of my VIP clients have given me over $2 million worth of business. And so I stopped like dead in my tracks and I sent them both like Starbucks gift cards, you know, just to go, hey, go get coffee on me, girl. And things like that. And then, of course, you know, you and Kristen Jungles are coming to my tattoo party in November. So keep it November 1st. Remember, you're getting chicken and a tattoo. And so I have them and they get to pick their choice of time to come. And then the tattoo was on me for those two people.
I have to get a chicken tattoo. Is that what you said? I have to get a chicken tattoo?
No, you're getting fried chicken. Remember?
Oh, okay. Like, and a tattoo.
Yes.
That's like a BOGO right there.
It's a BOGO. And you get fried chicken because I'm black. You know, so you get fried chicken.
Well, I like fried chicken too, so I'll show up.
So yeah, so come on. But yeah, so they get that type of thing, but it's really about the clarity because if I have two people that love me that much to send me that much business,
that's right.
I need to really love on them even more so. So that was the biggest thing for me. Like, I know I didn't send too much, you know, I sent like a $20 gift card from Starbucks, which is like one thing, you know, I hear. So I'm gonna have to send them a little bit more money. But besides that, I need to know, I need to talk to them every single month about something, like give
you
them
do.
Something.
Just a little something like that is great. I'm going to check my calendar right now to make sure I can come to the fried chicken and tattoo party.
November 1st. It's November 1st. It's a Saturday.
That's a Saturday.
You have plenty
what time
of points.
Because I have to take Naomi to dance in the morning and then get to
and
Atlanta.
And then you come. Like, it doesn't start at 2 o'clock.
Okay,
drop
well,
her
I
got to
pick her up at 3.
Oh,
I don't
okay,
know. We
got
to figure this out.
You got to figure it out.
Tim,
we'll
you're
do.
Fun. Thank you. Stacy, you're next. What's your thought about your raving fans from yesterday?
Awesome, thanks. So we actually made a big push this year once we started with all your Zooms to actually just start our raving fans group. So we started it on a Facebook group, and we actually put a lot of people into it, just everybody and anybody that's ever been special to us. So the way that we've been utilizing it is doing touches a lot more often, but providing value. I know I heard the one thing recently that asking without giving is taking. So that's important that you provide something. But like Amy and I will go to, you know, a coffee shop, we'll set up to work. So we'll put in our Facebook group, hey, we'll be at such and such coffee place from this time to this time, come by, coffee's on us. And we've actually had some customers in the area come by. But the other thing that I wanted to say was that Amy and I, we don't ask for anything at all, really. We're always sponsoring everything that we can. So yesterday, it came across that I really needed to start with these Google reviews. Apparently that's really important. If people go to ask ChatGPT who's the best realtor, it's filtering off of those Google reviews. And so we just, it's not something that we ever ask for. So we did go into our raving fans group, and I started, of course, with the delay tactics. I'm like, well, how do you really ask for a review? What's the best way? How am I going to get the most reviews? All that stuff. And I said, you know what? James says, just get started. I went in there. I put up a post, and I just said, guys, we really don't ask for anything. But if you've worked with us or you've ever benefited from maybe a sponsorship that we've done, please just, if you wouldn't mind writing a review. And we got at least 7 new reviews, and I haven't checked to see this morning if we got anybody else. So I just went for it. I did it. And that was the most important thing, is that it didn't have to be perfect.
It never does. It's about getting started and working it out. Just kind of like today's episode. Doesn't have to be perfect. Just about started and getting it started and working it out. Stacy, thank you. Barb Whitney in Canada, hope you had a great Thanksgiving on Monday. Blue Jays are going to finally win a game this week. And what are your thoughts on raving fans?
Well, I do appreciate everything that's gone on in these first 2 days, because it has kind of changed my way of thinking on some stuff. As you know, my kids club, so a lot of my raving fans are kids. But what I'm focusing on is their parents, because it's those parents that are sending me the little videos of, you know, them opening up the gifts that I've left behind, or that's the parents that's opening the doors and the kids are running out to give me a hug. So I'm going to focus more on, you know, what can I do extra for the parents as well? And I'd love the getting a little bit deeper. I have asked some questions, but oh my gosh, that list from yesterday was amazing. So I'm going to start that list up, and I'm just going to call them and just say, hey, this is an idea that I just came across, and I'd like some more information from you.
Yeah, Inspire members, go in and get your 100 ways that you could connect with your raving fans and your VIPs. Go do that. Barb used it, and it's helpful. I think using the, you know, if they have kids and getting involved with that in some way is really smart. I met an agent when I was at family reunion this year in Las Vegas, who is in, I think, Raleigh, and they send birthday cards only to the kids, not to the, you know, the adults. So if they have, if they sold a house to someone and that person they sold a house to has children, they get the children's birth dates and the birthday cards go to the kids. And they say that they can trace back so many referrals from that. And not that they got the birthday card and sent a referral, but that they just looked at that little extra touch as, wow, this person's above and beyond. They really care about us. Like, it's those little simple things, Barb.
Well, just really quick, the last two really good referrals I got were from parents who've sent me off to their friends. And now one of them is actually expecting, so that the new person is, they'll be on the list as well. So, yay.
I love it. Good. Cheryl, you're next. Good morning in Vegas.
Yeah, so I, you know, this group has really just inspired me to do so much. And, you know, tonight I'm having a wine tasting event at my house, and I would have been so scared to do that 3 years ago. And I have 38 RSVPs with 8 maybes. And I thought, no way was I going to get that much. And it's just things like that, the pop buys, which have brought me already 3 closings this year and 4 referrals. They're just, you know, it's just touching your people, loving on your people that you know, and they know you, they love you. It's just reminding them and planting those seeds. It might be a long haul, but those seeds finally grow. And it's like I said, all these ideas came from all of y'all. And I'm just so grateful. And I'm having my best year, and I'm having it because, I mean, James, honestly, because of you and what this has done for me and my business with the tracker and everything else, it's just magic. So thank you.
I'm so glad you're part of everything we do. And I'm happy for you. You've been through a lot this year. So to be able to have such a great year, and because you're on this call and you're doing the stuff we talk about at Inspire, it's great stuff. Put the link for Inspire in the chat for anybody that's not a member and wants to join so you can have results like Cheryl.
Join Inspire.
Oh, you're so sweet. Angela Presley.
Good morning. In January, I sent a New Year's card to my clients. And in that card is a bookmark with all of the events that I do for the year. And so I'm letting them know up front what events and what months I'm doing it. And then part of my touches throughout the year are the personal invitations and the text and all of that to leading up to the event. And I'm inspired to do even more now. The things that I do on my off time, I can invite my clients to and just have them participate in non-real estate related fun things instead of just structured, organized things.
All right, so tell me about this bookmark now. What's on it exactly?
So for February, I did a floral arrangement event.
So you would, I'm sorry, real quick, Angela, you know me, this is how I get sometimes. I have to NKOTB things.
Okay.
You got to go step by step. So I'll interrupt and backtrack a few times. The bookmark is the event each month that you are hosting. Is that right?
Yes.
All right. So you have to go into the year with a game plan already. You're not making this up as you go.
Correct.
All right. So tell me about the bookmark, and it's got all the things. Go ahead.
So for February was floral arrangement.
What was floral arrangement? Like they came and what happened with that?
Hired someone who showed us step by step how to make a floral arrangement.
Oh, that's smart. And it's February, so it's Valentine's.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah.
It was right around Valentine's Day, and I encouraged the husbands to come, and that way they can make an arrangement for their wives.
That's cute.
And they got to take home everything was free for them.
But the point is, are these like little, these are smaller events that you are hosting, what, at a business or your home or somewhere? Or are some of them big, some of them small? Like, what's the rhythm of them?
Some big, some small. I do photos in the Roswell Park. It's a pretty waterfall there, and there's a covered bridge. That's a bigger event. We did a wine and wills event. So they're not real estate related. Some of them are home seminars. I did a seller seminar.
That's great.
A lot of them are just outside of the box. I just want to spend time with you and do something fun.
Smart. Angela, good stuff. Thank you for raising your hand today.
Thank you.
Janine and Josie, sorry I didn't get to you this morning on this one. I do appreciate all your contributions. And if you want to hear from them, Inspire members, go back to the call we did yesterday. It's in the portal. And both of them contributed a lot on that Inspire call version of this topic yesterday. Hey, everybody, what's up? It is 7:59 Eastern. It's your friend James Shaw. Good to see you. Thank you for being here this morning, whether you're watching the recording or listening to the podcast version or watching the live stream on Facebook. We have been at about 1,000 people. We've been capacity on Zoom pretty much every day this week between that 7:45 to 7:50 range. And then I find out that people lose internet and they get popped off and can't get back on. So now that you're here watching or listening, thank you. You've made it. I'm super proud of you. You are loving Pipeline Power Week, which just brings me joy and happiness because when we designed it, it was all about filling up your pipeline so that you have a strong finish to the fourth quarter and a great start to the first quarter. I want 10 to 15% of your goal in the pipeline and even pending if you can do it by the time we get to the first of the year. And we've been looking at different ways. Monday was, let's figure out what's already working for you. And then figure out if you actually like doing those things and double down on the stuff that's working and that you like. That's what we talked about on Monday. In fact, James Clear must be listening to what we're doing inside of Pivot Shift Ahead. You know James Clear. He wrote Atomic Habits. Because he posted yesterday, a full day and a half after I said it, he posted on his Instagram. You don't have to be good at everything. You just need to double down on what you're naturally suited for. That's what we taught on Monday. If you want to see that quote, it's on my Instagram at James D. Shaw. So then yesterday we went in and said, now let's go get into flow with your raving fans. And we had some great ideas yesterday. We went really deep on it on the Inspire Collective call at noon Eastern. We even gave 100 different ways that you could connect with your VIPs. And then the first half of the call today, we heard from you about what you're doing. That's good stuff. Today, we're going to do some social media and getting social on it. I'll talk about the kind of the four pillars that I think are important to help you create the right content. And then we'll talk about how to better connect. So we'll do that right now in just a minute. But first, a couple of tell me something goods. We're going to do three. Allison Brent, then Alicia, then Carrie Dobo. Allison Brent, good morning in Riverside.
Good morning. We are doubling down on what we do best. We are going to be great grandparents.
That's amazing.
So, I know. A little rough road. You can keep talky in your prayers. This is not the best situation, but you know what? We're going to have a little baby, and that baby is going to be loved.
No doubt about it. And you're the perfect people to be great grandparents. And so congratulations to you. And I know that you guys will get through this, and it'll be an exciting time. So congratulations.
Thank you. Thank
Alicia you. Marshall, good morning.
Good morning. I hosted Wagoween last Saturday, and it's a dog parade and costume contest. I got some help from Nicole Romanak last year, and this year I made it 10 times bigger. In fact, I had 36 dogs in the parade. I raised over $1,200, and I'm just tooting my own horn. It was amazing, and I'm proud of myself, and I got more people to add to my database.
I'm so proud of you. That's really good. Yeah, Nicole has this thing. She calls it Barktober, and you had another fun name for it, whatever it was. And we have a Wednesday webinar on that we did. I'm putting the link in the chat. I'm putting the link in the chat right now. Now, if you're not on a spot where you can access the chat, if you just go to jamesdshaw.com, jamesdshaw.com, click agent interviews, and literally just search the word bark. Just type bark. It'll be the first one that pops up if you want to do something like that. Good job, Alicia. Carrie Dobo, good morning in the ATL.
Good morning, James. Yesterday, Meg Dady came on our team meeting. She zoomed in from Chicago and did our teaching section and team meeting, and it was one of the best ones we've had in a long time. We got lots of texts thanking her, and so I just wanted to I don't even think she's on the call, but publicly
she's not
say
on this
thank
morning,
you.
But she'll watch the recording. And Meg Dady is a genius human being, and I'm so glad that you had her on. Good stuff. Carrie, thank you for sharing that. I love it. Hey, real quick reminder too, it's a Wednesday. Do you know what happens on Wednesday? We have found that Wednesday is the best day for a Wednesday webinar. So we're gonna have one today. Today, 2 o'clock Eastern time. And I'm interviewing Valerie Burton. This is her book right here, The Rules of Resilience, 10 Ways Successful People Get Better, Wiser, Stronger. Now, if you went to Elevate at Disney World, you got a copy of this book. Now, you had to order it. I emailed you the link to order it. I paid for the book. You had to pay for shipping because it just came out a couple of weeks ago. So if you're at Elevate at Disney, make sure you get your copy of this book, Rules of Resilience. Valerie was on the Today Show yesterday. Are you familiar with the Today Show with Bryant Gumbel and Katie Couric? I think they're still the hosts. They interviewed her yesterday, only 4 minutes. They gave her 4 minutes. I'm giving her 20. I'm giving her 20 in Pivot. So 2 o'clock Eastern today. Go to jamesdshaw.com/Wednesday webinar. jamesdshaw.com/Wednesday webinar. You can register. It'll be recorded. It'll be turned into the podcast. We'll give it to you every possible way that we can. So I hope that you'll enjoy that. I think that as we're in a tough market with challenging times, we've got to be resilient. And Valerie is the right person to talk to. All right, so let's get after it in our Pipeline Power Week today. You've figured out what works for you and what you like. You have gotten strategic about how to get connected to your raving fans, because even just a small boost in that group can have a massive impact on your profit. These are the people that give you 80% of your referrals. And so now I want you to be able to expand your reach, and I want you to be able to connect with more people by leveraging social media to help you do it. And I think there's these kind of like four pillars on social media on how you stand out in a way to get leads. The point is leads. I love it that we get likes and follows and comments, and I look at that and track that too, and some stuff I post gets more likes and comments than others. And sometimes I find that actually the stuff that gets fewer likes and fewer comments actually has a bigger impact, because it brings people into our community. They see what's happening there, and it brings them in the community. Sure, the funny stuff gets likes and comments, but the educational stuff I post brings more people into the community, and that's the point. So there's four kind of pillars of content that I came up with. You might have more. These are the four I came up with. Number one is market authority. Now, we spent a whole week talking about being the local market authority. That was about 2 weeks ago. So you can go back and listen to those. They're in Pivot. They're on YouTube. They're on the podcast. about being the local market authority. But that's pillar number one, using social media for you to be the local market authority. Market updates, you know, pricing, stories about pricing. These position you as the one to be the go-to, especially when it comes to listings, if you're being the local market authority about what's happening in listings. Number two is they want to know you as a person. That's the second pillar. They want a personal connection with you. This is why I think, this is why I don't believe you need two accounts. Just put everything on one. That's my opinion. You get your personal account and you post some business and you post some personal. They want to know who you are. They share family moments with them. Talk about the community that you live in and why you love it, what your why is. And what this does is it reminds people that you're a human being, that you're authentic, and people want that. Number three is interactive engagement. Various polls, quizzes, guess the price. Maybe some of you are doing that. And this just gets people moving and gets your stuff to show up more. The one I did over the weekend, I guess some people think it's weird that I wear my sneakers on the beach. I don't go on my bare feet or wear, like, you know, my sandals. I wear sneakers and socks when I'm walking on the beach because I don't want the sand on my feet and in my toes. And I guess some people think that it's kind of weird. But I asked the question, and guess what? More people said it's okay than said it's weird. And that was fun. It was really, really great. So anyway, interactive engagement. Number four is storytelling. Success stories, stories of first-time, you know, buyers, people who relocated to town, and these build credibility for you. So those are kind of the four pillars I came up with. That as you think of it, think of, all right, how can I be the local market authority this week? How can I create some personal connection this week? What could I do that would be interactive this week? And what's a story I could tell this week? Think about those four pieces. Now, Inspire members, today at noon Eastern, we're going to go much deeper on this. And we actually have a playbook of 100 social posts with captions, exactly what to put. Some of them are a Facebook post, some are an Instagram, some are all these different ideas. And you'll like some of them and won't like some of them. And that's fine. It's not about posting all of them. But we have 100 different ideas with captions and exactly what to post that I think would be really, really helpful. So I want you to think about, where does your stuff fall? Now, social is also not just about the post. It's social. And social's two ways. Posting is just half of it. We want to get into a flow. We want to get into a relationship. We want to engage with other people. And so when you think about your strategy and you go, all right, here's the four pillars. And again, you might have more than four pillars. I gave you what I think are four pillars. Here's my four pillars, and I'm going to have one of these post every day or every week. But then I'm also going to make sure that I'm commenting on other people's posts, that I'm sending a direct message to someone when they posted something that inspired me, or maybe they need some encouragement or something like that, that you actually move from social media to face-to-face because you see something they posted and you go, I'm going to call them. And you pick up the phone and call, hey, I saw this. Or then you share. Do you ever see a reel and you go, who could I share this reel to? And they get this DM in their thing and it's got a reel that just, and hey, this made me think of you, or I thought this was funny and I thought you would like it. So set goals around the four pillars every week, but also I'm going to comment on so many people's posts. I'm going to DM this many people. I'm going to actually pick up the phone and call people inspired by what I saw in their post, or I'm going to share a reel or an article or something like that that made me think of them. It's about having it both directions. Now, Inspire members, like I said, we'll go a lot deeper today, but I want to hear what's working for you right now. So I want you to raise your hand and tell me, do you have a pillar you want to add? Is there something that you've done recently that's impacting others? Are you doing DMs? Remember, we have social media DMs and community posts and all this stuff on the tracker. So Inspire members, what I love about that is you could have had a long day, get home, sit down on the couch and flip on Only Murders in the Building. And while you're doing that, have your phone out and DM people through social media. Now you're lead generating and doing something fun at the same time. So I want to hear what you're doing. Jennifer, we're going to start with you because I know this is a really, really, really important piece of your lead gen plan.
Good morning. So I wanted to say something that doesn't necessarily isn't really social media based, but I do that Mary Cheatham King newsletter every Thursday. It goes out at 4 o'clock. And if I don't put a piece in there about my world, like Jennifer's world, I know it's stupid and I hate doing it, but I don't get a 45 to 50 or 60% open rate on a weekly basis. I don't know what it is, but I feel like they need to know me. So it's pictures of my family. It's pictures of my dog. It's a little section of what I did. Like, I went to this store. I went to this restaurant this week. I had ice cream. I know it sounds crazy, but they like that stuff. They really think that they get to know us. So I just wanted to point out that not only on social media do you have to be yourself and authentic, but whatever I'm sending out in my newsletter has to have that personal piece in order for them to click it and open it and then click on all the other links that are in there. And they're real estate related, and some weeks are heavier on real estate than others, but that personal piece is huge. It has to be me. Sometimes, you know, if my daughter's home, I'll say to her, what do you think about this? She'll roll her eyes. And I think, oh, well, she rolled her eyes. This is a good one, because the people opening it are my age group. They're not in their 20s, and they'll get something out of it.
They want to know about you. I believe this to be true. They want behind the curtain. They want to know what's going on in your world and figure out a way to get that to them, whether it's on your socials or your newsletter or whatever. I love it. Thank you, Jennifer. Ricardo, good morning.
What's up, James? Hope all is well, and hope all is well, everybody. Be real to all these agents, the agents that's going to be on the other side of the deal. You can be winning deals, not just because you're the highest bidder, well, your buyer is the highest bidder, but because the relationship you have with the agents, and that you have that win-win mindset. That's all it is. Thank you for allowing me to share.
It's really important. Thank you so much. Leah Jost, good morning.
So on the social media stuff, I think it's so critical that you just really try to be consistent and be yourself. Like, my sister makes fun of me constantly, but I'll pop open a story and just start talking about what's going on with my day. Stay in your car. I think Mary Cheatham King told us that. Be funny. Whoever you are, if you're like educational, whatever it is, just really try to stay true to who you are, even if your sister makes fun of you.
Yeah, well, she should make fun of you. By the way, that's what sisters are for, to make fun of you. My sister makes fun of me. But yeah, you're right. Be authentic and be you. Thank you so much. Bobby Joe, good morning.
Good morning. So for me, social media is like huge. And I actually found, you know, as a realtor, you're busy helping clients. And you're like, well, social media is a whole nother job in itself. And I actually found I don't know if anybody else has found it. It's called Coffee and Contracts, which it's a subscription. Haley Ingram, she actually lives in St. Pete. She creates real estate content that you're not having to think about. Like, you can go, like, the biggest thing is you creating an avatar that who your client is, and you are creating social media content directed to those people. So you're not having to really think heavily on, what am I going to post today? Like, she creates it a month in advance, and you can kind of decide on what you want to post that day. Like, there's reels, there's carousels, like, there's all kinds of stuff. So I really do that, and that has helped me build a brand on my social media.
Love it. You're doing a good job. Rico, you're next. Good morning.
What's going on? It's Winning Wednesday. We're going to have a big day today. All right. So I'm actually going to be in the summit talking about social media. So I just got two parts to it. So with social media, if somebody's just starting off or just brand new, I say just start simple and be consistent with it. I think Mr. Pozak talks about that a lot. He says that when he first started doing social media, the videos were terrible. He'll look back nowadays and be like, oh, man, because now he got a whole camera crew. So you don't need to post 10 times a day. Just show up once a day with something that's real. Share something that you're doing. Like, for example, if you're out showing, previewing listings, pull out the phone and do a little quick story. Hey, I'm checking out this home for my client, something like that. The second part is the biggest opportunity is, a couple people said it already, is authentic and local storytelling. So where they're moving from, if you have people coming down here, people don't really care about all that filter anymore. They want raw content that's real and that they can relate to. So that's my two cents on social media.
Thanks, Rico. Good luck at the summit today. I'm proud of you, man. It's good stuff. Katie Riley, good morning.
Hi, good morning, James. First time share. Sorry that mute button's a little sticky. They don't lie. I'm here in sunny Naples, Florida, and I am so loving being in this space with all of you. And my social media has really taken off. I was a special needs teacher for 16 years, and I love educating and I love teaching. And so I have used my social media platform for that. And my neighbors now walk up to me and tell me that they love my content, and they're just learning everything from me. So I am the expert, and I have used my social media to teach and also make it something that I enjoy.
That is exactly what we've been talking about. We want you to be the local market authority, which you're doing through your socials. It's bringing you leads, and you like it. That's the point. Katie, if you had a pro tip to share with the people who want to make sure that they're elevating what they're doing on their socials, maybe they're looking at the pillars or the other stuff we talked about, what would you tell them?
I would tell them, use your success stories. Use other people's stories. I just had an escalation clause thrown in one of my listings. You know, I've been in the business 3 years. Never even seen an escalation clause. Didn't even know what it was. But now people in my office think that I am the escalation queen, which I'm not, but I'm the one that's teaching people about it. So if you learn something in any of your transactions, teach your people about it. They want to know.
Katie, thank you so much. Amy, you're next. Good morning.
Yeah, everything that people have said here, and also that I think we want to jump to the happy ending. And a lot of times what people want to see is the in the middle and how we solve the problem. And I'm getting ready to make a reel about a listing that went under contract and then went back on market and then went under contract again. And it's important for people to know, in Atlanta at least, we're having a lot of transactions fall out. And so by telling the story, I can explain how I guided my seller and kept things on track. And then eventually we did close.
So let them see the process. By the way, that's where you get to show off your skill set and what you do to help people. And that's the point. Now, today at noon Eastern, Inspire members, we will gather together and we're going to go through a lot deeper on this. We're going to talk about how you can educate, how you can entertain, how you can engage, and how you can provide evidence of what Amy just talked about through your social. The idea is to bring leads in. We want to fill the pipeline full of leads on that. And then we'll review the 100 social post ideas playbook that we created for you for Inspire members that will, again, walk through all these different ways so that when there's a day, like, it's great if you can plan it out a month in advance, and it's awesome if you can have it all laid out, and that is great. And then there's some days that you go, what am I going to do? Oh, well, then we'll go pull the playbook out, scroll down, and then the first one you like, go post it. But there's just not every day is perfect. So we'll talk about how to do that and then build the right social media mix for you that's both engaging but also connecting with people. So that's what we'll do at noon Eastern today. Also, then at 2 o'clock today, it's Valerie Burton and me, Rules of Resilience, 2 o'clock Eastern on our Wednesday webinar. And then Pipeline Power Week continues tomorrow. Kristen Jungles leading the way tomorrow on Pipeline Power Week. So you get to hear from her. We'll see you all then. Thank you for being here. If you got your inspiration, go put in the perspiration, and we'll Inspire members will see you at noon, everyone else tomorrow. Bye.